Thank you for calling the Sign Savers, where we specialize in high-end vehicle wraps as well as your everyday printing and promotional needs. With over 25 years of combined experience, our team will be sure to meet and exceed your expectations. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at any time. For the sales department, dial 1. For the art department, dial 2. For the accounting department, dial 3. For an employee directory, dial 4. For all other
By using the keys on your touch-tone phone, please enter the first or last name of the party you wish to reach. Press star at any time. Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Good afternoon, the Sign Savers. Leslie speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I was trying to reach Gabriel.
Sure, may I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, it's Nicole Bank of Cardiff.
What is it regarding? I'm sorry, Nicole.
We are working on some financing for him.
Okay, hold on. Just one moment for me, please.
Thank you. Gabriel, this is actually Nicole from the credit department. It's a different Nicole.
Okay.
I'm working with Nicole that you've been working with. Good, thank you.
Gotcha.
I wanted to see if you had a few minutes here.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So we're looking to come to a decision on your file, and I just had a few questions. Let me pull up your information really quick. Okay.
You know what, I'm gonna transfer you over to another phone real quick if you don't mind.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
No problem.
Right. Thanks. All right.
Okay.
Ready when you
perfect. All right. So you are looking for working capital for the business. And it looks like you are looking to pay off some credit cards and then net some additional funding for just general operations?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would that be to buy inventory, or what would you use additional funds for specifically?
We're looking at some additional equipment and also to get some inventory as well for some existing projects that we have going.
Okay. And by getting the additional capital, will that increase revenue for you? Will you be able to take on more jobs?
That's exactly what we're looking to do.
Okay.
Right now we have an opportunity to take on a really big project.
Okay.
And that's why we're needing the extra capital. So it's going to generate a bunch of revenue and actually create some new opportunities as well for some individuals. So.
Okay. Do you know what kind of return you would get on the funding or on that project alone?
We're looking at, I mean, usually our return is no less than 60% is what where we work at. So,
okay.
It's going to be right around there.
Okay, perfect. And is this job starting soon? Has it already started?
It's actually a different project for an existing customer that we've had for almost the last 4 years, one of our biggest customers, and they're looking at us to take on a different role and kind of in the same thing that we do, but within a different department of theirs. So it's something that where we've established a relationship with these guys already for a few years, and we've seen continual revenue from them. So it's just something that's real hard to pass up, and unfortunately, you know how times are right now. Sometimes we gotta reach out and try to, get loans, which is the first time we've done it in 6 years of being in business. So,
yeah, okay. And so this is would this be for manufacturing signs for this existing customer?
Correct.
Okay. And then in terms of the credit card debt, are those credit cards pretty much at their limits?
The two of them are, yes.
Okay.
There's really only two credit cards that we have.
Okay.
They're still in good standing, so we're not behind on them, but we just want to keep paying interest.
Yeah. Okay.
And we really just want to consolidate more than anything.
Okay. Perfect. And what is the total debt that is on the two cards?
Between the two, we're at about $28,000.
Okay. And what is the total amount you're looking for, including the credit cards, for funding?
$100,000.
Okay. And what is the time frame for getting the funds? If we can get it to you next week, would that be helpful?
That would work great.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I had a few questions in regards to the credit report. We're showing two tax liens, one for $8,000 and one for $11,000, that appeared, it looks like, in February of this year. Do you know what those were for and if those have an arrangement or they've been paid?
We've taken care of about 30% of it, and we have an arrangement with the IRS where we're paying them. I'm paying them in the next 8 months. I should have everything paid off. I'm paying them $2,500 a month.
Okay.
So I've got something already.
And so you have something in writing that we could see that there's an arrangement.
Yeah, I think I should have something. I should have that around here.
Perfect. All right, that was just one concern we had. Okay. So what I'm thinking is to start the relationship based on, the credit came in a little low. It came in at about a 559.
Really?
And I can send you a copy of your credit report if you'd like. So 515, yeah. Sometimes there's things that appear that a lot of times our clients don't even know that are on there that might be pulling their credit score down. So it's always good to see what's, the most recent activity on there so you can take care of that if there's something that's reporting that's incorrect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But what we're thinking to start the relationship based off what kind of return you're looking to get would be a loan amount probably around thinking about $94,000.
Okay.
And this would be an unsecured loan. I'm not sure if Nicole had explained how this particular program works at all.
She's actually been talking to my secretary more than anything, so
okay.
I've got some of the details, but not really the full gist of it.
Okay. So it would be an unsecured loan, so we don't ask for any assets or collateral. We are basing it mainly off the revenue of the business, and so that's why we can work with some flaws in the credit and that sort of thing, because we really just want to make sure the business can pay the loan back. And so we will usually lend about 10 to 15% of that yearly gross revenue, and that's how we're coming up with the $94,000. You could take a lesser amount if you'd like, but that would be the max amount. And then the term we're thinking on the initial approval will be about 10 months with the option to renew halfway through. So in 5 months, if you'd like, you can renew for additional funding if it's working out and you're, you know, getting a great return on these new projects. That's definitely an option that we can look at.
Right.
And the loan would be paid back daily. So it would be Monday through Friday. It's an automatic payment that would come out. It's nothing that you have to, you know, put through, but it would come out Monday through Friday, no holidays or weekends.
Okay.
That's how that works. It looks like we don't have too many conditions either to fund you. We have most of the items here on file, which are just the merchant statements, bank statements, that sort of thing. We would just need lease agreement info and a couple of photos of the business to fund the transaction. But I just wanted to give you the terms on this. So do you think that you would be wanting the full amount, the $94,000?
I think maybe we'd be good with maybe $75,000 instead.
$75,000? Okay. So what I'll do is I'll email you so you can just see the difference, maybe the $75,000 and then the $94,000, so you can see the difference between the two.
Okay.
And I'll email you the options, and I'll show you what the daily payment is on that as well. Most of our programs, if you want to pay it off early, you can get a discount as well if you'd like.
So are there any prepayment penalties at all, or...?
So you would obviously be responsible for the principal, but the interest, you would get a discount on the interest if you pay it off early, and that really depends on when you pay it off. So we usually have a breakdown of, you know, what month it is you're looking to pay it off and how much you would save by that month. Because obviously at month four, there's more interest, so you'd save more opposed to month nine. But we put that all in writing for you.
Okay. Can you send me, you're going to send all that over in the email, and then just let me know what you need me to send over. I'll look everything over, and then if I get you everything back today, then you're thinking by sometime by next week.
Yeah, so the next step, I just want to give you the terms on this. And then for the credit cards, you know, we just wire the funds to you, and whatever you want to use that for, you use it for. So if you want to pay the credit cards off, you would be responsible for doing that. We wouldn't pay it off for you. If it looks good, we would get a voided check and driver's license copy to generate an agreement for you so you can see everything in writing and review it. And then once we have that signed and we have that back, we would get the funding process going, which only takes about a day or two.
Okay. So you're going to send me over now, I guess, a breakdown of what we just spoke about.
Correct.
And then once I review everything, if everything looks good for us, then what we're going to do is send you back over a copy of the license with the voided check, and then you guys will let us know what the next step is.
Yes. So I just want to make sure. So the only email I have here is jen@thesignsavers.com. Is that where you want me to send it?
Yeah, that one's perfect. Let me give you mine as well, so that if you want to CC me as well, it's gbarker, B-A-R-K-E-R, @thesignsavers.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. And did you have any other questions at this time?
Not right now. Once you send me everything over, I'll look everything over, and I'll give you a call back if I have any questions. And if I don't, then I'll just send over the stuff, and I'll wait for your call.
Okay. That sounds good.
All righty.
All right.
For the call.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care.